We all have a wonderful opportunity to experience a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta, a groundbreaking work that promises to be a whole lot of fun. And it opens this Friday night at 7:30. Opera Lights is putting it on, but they're putting it on downtown at the Alleyway Theater. And we welcome two of the stars. Now, she's a soprano, but she's going to sing down in the alto range a little bit for this show. And that's Shara Kovaci. Hi, Shara.
Hi.
And in a similar situation, welcome a tenor who's going to sing a little more baritone, and that's John Vogt. Hi, John.
Hi, Peter.
Shara Kovaci.
Yes.
Sounds Hungarian?
Yes. My dad came to the U.S. after the 1956 revolution. He and my grandparents ended up in New York City, and my dad ended up coming to Buffalo for college, so that's how we ended up here.
You went to my alma mater, high school, Amherst Central, where
yes.
I know we put on a lot of musicals. So what were you in?
I was in Oklahoma, the 50th anniversary show, Fiddler on the Roof, Hello Dolly, and Bye Bye Birdie.
And then you went to Niagara University.
Yes.
A lot of great acting grads out of NU. What year
yes.
were you?
I graduated in 2006, 10 years ago. I loved being at Niagara. It was the best experience that I could have asked for.
And John?
I graduated from Kemmerer East High School.
You were also in musicals all 4 years.
I was, and have some overlap with the shows that Shara did in our high school years. I was in Bye Bye Birdie, Hello Dolly, Carnival, and Peter Pan. I started out at Fredonia, and I graduated from Buffalo State.
Folks know Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. Maybe they know Mikado. But Patience. It's a very important work in the history of musical theater, but it's not familiar to everyone.
We've talked about the fact, John and I, that this is sort of a transition work of Gilbert and Sullivan's, sort of bridging the gap between their earlier work and some of their later work. This is probably one of Gilbert's strongest librettos. It's just very sharp, it's very witty, very quick-paced.
Unlike some of the earlier works of Gilbert and Sullivan, notably HMS Pinafore and Pirates of Penzance, Patience was their first stab at fully integrating the lyrics and the music such that the songs actually further the storyline.
In the 20th century, there are musicals before Showboat and after Showboat. I mean, Showboat was one of those musicals that defined a whole new style. So you're kind of saying Patience for the 19th century is the same thing.
Absolutely, yes. And it was a departure in some ways for Gilbert and Sullivan with their style and ushered in a new approach that they had to the idiom.
Well, how'd it go over? Did people love it? Hated it? They were kind of confused by it?
Generally, they really did like it. It didn't enjoy the popularity of Pirates of Penzance or later the Mikado, let's say. But it did meet with strong reviews. And being a story about the aesthetic movement and, of course, Gilbert and Sullivan, very highly satirical, audiences seemed to respond well.
We all love satire, unless we're the targets of said satire. And as a baby boomer, you youngsters, I'm kind of getting a feeling that some of my misspent youth is going to be up there on the stage. Because you've moved this to, what, 1966?
Yes.
Yes.
And Fort Erie, how does that all work out?
The story actually translates pretty well into the 1960s. I mean, I was raised by baby boomers. I was raised on 60s music and classic 60s TV. So I have a lot of respect for that generation. And it's interesting because the aesthetic movement is not something that a lot of people know about today. I had no idea what it was until we started working on the show.
Well, actually, I don't know what it is. What is it?
It was when sort of that very flowery poetry, very overdramatic, very artsy ways of dressing were very, very popular. Gilbert and Sullivan kind of took that upon themselves to make fun of this aesthetic movement, which they saw as kind of a little bit ridiculous.
Well, I know a lot of the stuff we wore in the 60s and 70s was pretty ridiculous. I'll confess to that.
We have the hippies and the mods. So there's some fun beehive hairdos and there's some fun costumes on stage. Lots of color.
Lots of tie-dye. Lots of wigs.
You're going to have a lot of Buffalo references, I understand, like Hens and Kelly and Amonese show up in this.
Yes.
Yes. Part of the restyling of the show was to bring it and make it more accessible to Western New Yorkers. So many of the references that simply don't translate at all from 1881 are brought up to date with things of Hens and Kelly, AM&As, and local references that any Buffalonian, whether you were alive or not, might still relate to.
So, Shara, when you're not in Opera Lights, when you're not on stage at the Alleyway, what do you do?
I am an adjunct professor at Buffalo State College.
So, John, you're star of your musicals all those years at Kenmore East, and right now you are?
I work at Kenmore East High School. I am the school counseling department chair, but I also have been the stage director and producer of the musical. So in a lot of ways, you could say I never left Kenmore East. I started in 1984 and have continuously worked on every musical since then.
That's a nice track record, actually.
You know, it's something about which I'm very proud because I feel like I get a chance to give back to the community and a whole new generation of students in the same way that my mentors did to me. So it's really kind of a cool full circle moment.
Now, Shara, you're going to play a character named Lady Jane.
Yes.
So who are you? What do you want? You know, what's your motivation?
Well, Lady Jane is very much in love with Reginald Bunthorne. And she sort of resents the other women that are fawning all over him. And she hates the fact that he's in love with Patience. And she makes her disdain of Patience very clear from the beginning. And she is one of the only characters that really stays true to Bunthorne and what he represents all the way through.
And John, you are the aforementioned Reginald Bunthorne.
Yes, I am.
Lady Jane, she's gorgeous. What are you doing with Patience? And who is Patience anyway?
Patience is a local soda shop owner. And she is the most beautiful girl in the town. And of course, Reginald Bunthorne wants her attention and only her attention. However, he is a bit of an attention seeker himself and just loves the admiration from everyone except Lady Jane, because she makes her feelings very, very known to him. And that doesn't sit well with him.
Now, this is a musical. So come on, tell me, by the end of the show, things have to work out, right?
Kind of. Definitely a few twists, and I don't really want to give any of them away.
You don't have to. It's Lady Jane, Reginald, and Patience, the love triangle.
Yes, yes.
It's a fun show, and those of us that have been doing shows with Opera Lights, we keep coming back because we really enjoy the group of people that we work with. Sort of the 60s references, the 60s-inspired costumes. I actually get to wear a vintage dress that was my mother's, so she's very proud of that. You know, it's very sort of nostalgic, I think, in a lot of ways, especially for people who were teenagers or maybe in their early 20s in the 60s. There's a lot of good humor, a lot of jokes, a lot of sort of visual gags, too.
Well, you guys certainly know what you're doing. Opera Lights, you've been putting on Gilbert and Sullivan and other operettas since when?
1994.
Wow.
Was when the group actually started. I joined in 2009, and now I just have enjoyed really working with this group of people. They're all very talented. Everybody in the shows and directing the shows is essentially there on a volunteer basis. We do it because it's something we enjoy. It's something that makes us happy, and it's something that we take a lot of pride in.
Absolutely. And there's a joie de vivre, I think, to the group. We all love performing together. We're all very passionate about the works of Gilbert and Sullivan and work to kind of protect them and to continue to give them back to maybe new ears who have not heard it before.
Is there going to be one of those so-called patter songs, you know, the real fast?
Yes. Again, a departure for Gilbert and Sullivan. There is not just one patter song that is a standalone in the show. Almost every character has a share of patter along the way. So if you're a fan of patter songs, you will love the show.
How do you practice? In the car, in front of the mirror, when you know you're walking?
Both.
Yeah, all of the above.
And more. One question I always ask folks in your line of work, what is the difference between an operetta, which is what we call them in my high school career, and a musical, which is what everyone calls these things now?
Well, I think of operetta as kind of the stepping stone between full opera, like Verdi, and musical theater that we sort of recognize and know and love today. A lot of the plot is sung. There's not as much dialogue as you would normally find in a traditional musical. It's much more heavy on the music than would normally be expected, but it has more dialogue than a traditional opera would.
And the spoken word is much more prominent in modern musicals than in the operetta, for sure. And I kind of see operetta as that bridge between the classic opera and the modern day 20th, 21st century musical.
That's the best explanation I've ever heard in my life. And I've been asking that question in many years. Thank you. It's a really important work in the history of musical theater and a whole lot of fun because it's Gilbert and Sullivan. It's Gilbert and Sullivan's Patience. And you'll have a limited number of opportunities to go see it. All performances by Operalites will be at the Alleyway Theater. They call that One Curtain Up Alley in Buffalo, but basically it's right next door to Shays Performing Arts Center. There are several performances. Opening night is Friday, May 6th. There's also a performance Saturday, May 7th, both at 7:30. And then later on in the week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 12th, 13th, and 14th at 7:30. The final performance is kind of interesting. It's Sunday afternoon, May 15th at 2:30, which might be a little more school night friendly. And there's also a pre-curtain lecture, which sounds good. It's at 2 o'clock, and the title of it is Gilbert's Groupies and Why Patience Remains Relevant, which is a little bit of what we've been talking about this afternoon with two of the principals, Shara Kovaci, and she plays Lady Jane. Shara, thanks for coming to WNED.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
And John Vogt, he plays Reginald Bunthorne. John, thanks for coming over to WNED.
Oh, you're welcome, Peter. Thank you for having us.
Now, in opera, we say toy, toy, toy. What do you say in operetta land? Break a leg?
We usually just say break a leg, yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys, break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.